In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning. We're going to close out June today and head into July and the 4th of July weekend. Of course, the 4th falls on Friday, making it a perfect three-day weekend. Want to remind everyone to be safe and be careful whatever you're doing on the 4th of July, particularly if you're out on the lakes. In this week's Crittenden Press, we have some information about the beefed up patrols on area waterways. You'll want to read that and be aware of what's happening out on the lakes and rivers in our area. Also, I want to remind you the Crittenden County Fiscal Court will meet tonight. That will be at 5 p.m. Their end of the year meeting is the end of their fiscal year. The new year starts tomorrow for the county. And again, at 5 p.m. at the county office complex. And they will close out just some financial stuff at the end of the year, pay the bills, and get ready for the coming year. And as we get ready to head into the 4th of July, I'll give you a rundown on the fireworks in just a moment, but I want to tell you about the lodge down at Lake Barkley State Park will be closing after Labor Day. There will be a $17 million renovation project, and it's expected to last at least a year. The overhaul will include exterior upgrades such as roofing, lighting, and the pool area will be greatly redesigned. Now, this renovation will not include guest rooms. They will be renovated in a later phase of this project, but the closure is expected to impact local tourism revenue there in Cadiz and Trigg County. The Tourism Commission there is anticipating a significant loss in transient room tax income and potential job freezes. And remind you, too, that Marion has seen a significant increase in its tourism tax, and you will want to take a look at that. Of course, that's greatly related to what's going on in the community as far as tourism. It's gone up over 3% over the last 10 years each year. So a nice increase there. Back to what's going on down at Lake Barkley. The cabins, cottages, and Little River Lodge, the restaurant, the beach, campgrounds, golf course, marina, hiking trails, and convention center will remain open. The project is part of a $66 million Kentucky investment in state parks over the next few years. And as I mentioned, I'll give you a rundown on all the 4th of July fireworks coming up this week and weekend. A lot of folks like to know when those are going to be held. The Fredonia Thunder in the Valley will be on Thursday, July 3rd. Kentucky Lake fireworks at Moore's Resort will also be on Thursday, July 3rd. And then on Friday night, Ameribration down at Calvert City will have big fireworks. Holiday Hills down near Eddyville will have its fireworks. And then on Saturday, right here in Crittenden County, Tulu fireworks down on the Ohio River. And then down at the lake, same night on July 5th, Thunder over Eddy Bay, and over in Golconda, they will be having their fireworks on July 5th. So we'll have dueling fireworks down on the Ohio River with Tulu and Golconda firing away about the same time. If you're going down to Tulu to enjoy the fireworks, you can show up around 4 o'clock. They will have all kinds of activities going on down there. It's just a community event until dark. Lots of food and vendors. The food will be ready to eat around 4 o'clock. So go down, bring your lawn chairs, and enjoy a night of family fun down in Tulu, Kentucky. I'll be right back with more news after this short break.
Right Temp Heating and Air Conditioning in Marion, Kentucky has been a staple in the community for the past 18 years under the ownership of Peter and Tracy Irish. Now with new owners, Ira and Chastity Hancock, we will continue to serve Crittenden and surrounding counties to meet all of their commercial and residential needs. We will continue to provide expertise and excellent service. We look forward to your business.
Well, if you don't have your own garden and would like some free fresh vegetables, and later on the summer they'll even have some fruit, that's out at the Marion Victory Gardens. They will be once again offering free produce to the community, marking their 15th summer of operation. Of course, that's out at the Victory Gardens right next to Marion Crittenden County Park on Old Morgan Field Road. You'll need to come in the westernmost gate there by Goose Lake, or the pond as you know it. So if you're looking at the pond, that's to your left, and then drive around down to the pavilion where they will be having distribution. That will be from 9 a.m. until noon, weekdays until early fall. So that begins this morning.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruse with the BP Cruse Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruse Company, Marion, Kentucky.
As Marion continues to struggle with its water situation, the city has put out some information reminding people that you can get warnings about boil water orders or any other emergencies of the utility sort through their text service that's from the city of Marion. You can go to marionky.utility-district.com and put in your cell number, and you will get a text in emergency situations. Now, if you don't get text, you can call City Hall, and they will put you on a call list where someone will actually give you a shout in case of situations like that, that they need to get information to you. And some other things coming up that you want on your calendar: Salem Spring Lake on July 3rd at 6 p.m. will have a celebration. You can go down and visit with residents there. They'll have fireworks, concessions, and snow cones. If you want fireworks for your 4th of July holiday, you can find those in Marion at Crazy Train. That's the fireworks sales center there across from Dairy Queen. It's open 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Riverview Park down at the former Dam 50. Of course, the bridge is out on the way down there. It's tough to get there, making it a little more difficult for some of the campers to pull their big rigs down there. But it is open. From numbers, though, some folks are being discouraged, I guess, to try to get down there. From what I'm hearing, it's mostly the out-of-towners that aren't coming over and using the park. The locals know how to get there through Mount Zion Road and some of the other back roads. You can cross over the big ridges to roll down in there. The roads are narrow, but based on figures from last May to this May, camping was down 56%. Something else coming up that's always a big event is the Sturgis Bike Rally over in nearby Union County to Fairgrounds. It's coming up July 17th and 20th. Always creates a great deal of motorbike traffic through the area, so just be aware that's coming up. That's all I've got for you this morning. We'll talk to you a little later in the week. Hope things go well as you prepare for the 4th of July weekend and your celebration of independence. This is Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.